I'm Brianna Tinsley, and this is Curiosity, where listeners ask questions about everything Detroit. WDET listener Teresa May submitted this question about her family's history in Detroit.
So there's a park in Indian Village that's named after my Uncle Tommy, who passed away in World War II as a very young man. And the family has always wondered why the park was named after him.
I met with May and her cousin, Patricia Anatoli, to find out what they remembered about their uncle, Thomas Mullicone. We intended to meet at the park, but a sudden rainstorm drove us into a popular neighborhood coffee shop, the Red Hook, instead. And I told them what I had initially discovered about Thomas. It was the neighbors who petitioned to have the park named after him because of his dedication to his friends and his family.
It was the neighbors?
Yeah.
Did you
really?
Know
them? No.
Thomas Mullicone Park is on Detroit's east side in the historic Indian Village neighborhood. Mullicone was 23 years old when he joined the Army. He was unmarried and lived with his mother and three sisters, their father having passed away. The family immigrated from Italy to Detroit when Mullicone was a child.
He got his draft notice on the day of my parents' wedding.
That's Patricia Anatoli. Mullicone died in World War II, circumstances not entirely known. The story goes, he wasn't even supposed to be drafted into the war.
Uncle Tommy should not have been drafted because he was the sole provider of three girls and his mom.
In fact, family lore says Teresa's grandmother may have even tried many tactics to keep him out of the service.
My grandmother apparently paid someone to keep him out of the service.
I'm not sure if she paid, but
It was a scam.
And I'm not sure, I'd never heard that part, but I know that she made lots of chiffon cakes to keep him out, bribery. But there was a politician whose son did not go, and Tommy went in his place.
Mullicone received a Silver Star and Purple Heart, along with other medals for his service in the Army. The park was named in memory of Mullicone on September 4th, 1951. From that time, it was mainly vacant, an open space with mature trees. The city closed the park in 2013 until a nonprofit called Friends of Mullicone Park was created.
I moved to Indian Village in 2011. I had one child at the time. I now have four.
That is Callie Sullivan, a neighbor and member of the Friends of Mullicone Park group.
At the time, we were always being creative with the places we would go to play. There wasn't a nearby park. We had schools nearby, but they locked up their play structures at night. And it seemed like the thing that our neighborhood needed was a place to play.
And so she and some neighbors started canvassing the neighborhood, asking neighbors how they could make the park better. Now, Mullicone Park houses a playground, swings, walking paths, picnic tables, and more. In June 2018, the nonprofit broke ground on the park and hosted a rededication ceremony with the closest remaining family members of Thomas Mullicone.
I had so much fun getting to know the Mullicone family.
Sullivan says she then discovered more about the man behind the park's name from his sister, Grace, after a visit at the retirement home where she now lived.
We must have been there for over an hour. She had his medals laid out. She was telling family stories about him.
Thomas Mullicone lived just around the corner from where the park is today. According to the family, he was loved by all who knew him and the kind of person his neighbors could rely on.
There was a long stretch where people were struggling with employment and getting to and from their jobs. And he had a car. He would make rounds. He was like the local bus of the neighborhood, where he would make sure whoever needed to get to their job was going to get to work. He was a really great giving neighbor that everybody really loved, and it was the community that felt the loss of him.
Mullicone Park is one of several parks in Detroit named after fallen soldiers in World War II. Dewecky Park at Gratiot and Warren Avenue was named in honor of Sergeant Sylvester L. Dewecky, a Detroit native who also fought in the Second World War and died in 1945, earning a Purple Heart and an Air Medal for act of heroism. North of Nevada Avenue and east of Ryan Road sits another park, this one named in honor of Silver Star recipient Captain John Cranes, who was killed in action in the Philippines in 1944. and near Van Dyke Avenue and Seven Mile Road, Lipke Park, also known as Say Detroit Play, was named in honor of the Lipke brothers, Clarence and Nicholas. Nicholas was killed in action in France in 1944, and Clarence perished at Pearl Harbor while aboard the battleship Arizona. The Mullicone family does not know many specifics of how Thomas lost his life in battle, and neither did the City Parks Department nor the Department of Veteran Affairs, whom we reached out to for the story. But we know he died a hero. Teresa remembers what her mother once told her about Thomas's last days.
He was asked to participate in a mission that they kind of knew that he wasn't going to come out of. My mom used to say that his commander said, we need three volunteers, you, you, and you. And then he passed away. You know, he went into combat, did what he was asked to do for his country, and he died.
For WDET and Curiosity, I'm Brianna Tinsley. Curiosity's producer and editor is Amanda LeClaire. The audio and mix mastering were handled by Connor Anderson. Jenny Sherman is our digital editor. Original music for this episode was created by Connor Anderson and Sam Bobian. Have a question about the Detroit region or the people who live here? Anything you've always wondered about, found strange, or downright confusing? Submit your question now at wdet.org/curious.